Good morning. Welcome in to the Front Porch here on this 11th day of September. And, of course, Ken Cummins, the legend across the way. And, of course, Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First.
Indeed, indeed. And hello there, Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First. This is 9/11.
9/11.
And just if you were alive, just like when JFK was assassinated, you remember where you were. Now, I was so small, but I still remember that because it was on TV. And I remember seeing those two little kids and their reaction to their father's death. 9/11, I know exactly what I was doing and what I was up to, but 9/11 has certainly changed the course of the way we live in the United States. And then yesterday, a real champion of the Christian faith, a real champion of the conservative movement, Charlie Kirk, assassinated, just a political assassination, no doubt.
Yeah,
assassinated because of his Christian faith. Period.
Yeah,
and they're trying to silence him. All they've done is raised up a sleeping giant. Now, what's awful about that is those that are disgustingly cheering that this man, a father of two young children, a little boy and a little girl, and his wife, Erica, are going to be without their father.
Yeah.
And I didn't know Charlie personally, but I tell you what, from all the people that did know him and all of the things that he had to say, I certainly was impressed with someone that.
Oh yeah.
In fact, I'm going to have a small tribute to him, and talk about his life just a bit. But right now, here on 9/11, we'll do a segment on that as well. There's so much going on, and I want to say first of all, thank you for listening to the Front Porch, and then I also want to go across and say how thankful I am that we still have a local Christian voice that we can get on and tell the truth.
Yes.
And, man, we somehow, it must get back to where in political dialogue and that we can embrace the First Amendment and be able to express ourselves without some kind of violence and retaliation on either side.
Sure.
But it's just, to me, absolutely, I was listening to a broadcast coming in. I should have been listening to Brian Marshall Sidebottom the First. I listen to us, but I listen to all kinds of stations when I'm by myself because I want to see what's going on. As I've said before, I'm a news hound, and I do love to hear what's going on, but I do would like for them to really do real journalism and not sit there and say, well, it's kind of a balanced act, isn't it? The Democrats lost some people, and the Republicans have lost a people. I guess it's an equal count. That's not the way to look at it either way. Mm-hmm. Why can't we I remember a day, coming through the 60s, and then, of course, assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., and then the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy. And I remember those, and the Vietnam War, I was not in them, but I grew up watching it every single night, the casualties. The 60s were a tough time.
Yeah.
And here we are these many years later, and we cannot even have a reasonable debate to go on a college campus and just, with Charlie Kirk, would allow both sides to talk, and he did so in a civil loving way. He's gifted.
Very gifted.
And they thought by taking Charlie out that was going to end it. I again repeat, you've awakened a sleeping giant. And why anyone would cheer and almost rejoice in some cases in his death, but yet will say something, oh yeah, that's awful, but at the same time they'll attack Christianity. Can you imagine if we were to be on the air today and start attacking Islamic faith, which I am not averse to do? And so, but what's the point? You just tell the truth. You proclaim the truth of Christian radio here on Christian radio. My heart, it just ached. Last night I watched the tribute to Charlie Kirk on, for a couple hours, really, maybe more. And when I heard about that, when he got shot, my heart sank. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure millions of others have as well.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that. We'll pray for his wife, Erica. And we'll talk about 9/11. Just so much going on. But right now, can we just start the day together thanking God that we have a local Christian voice and we're not just playing the same music over and over and over again, mm-hmm. that we can actually have a conversation.
Yes.
And not be afraid to have it.
That's
and
right.
that's a courtesy of the Christian dedicated people mm-hmm. that keep this station on the air.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for you, this voice would not be here. I'm not talking about my voice. I'm talking about the voice
sure.
of the station.
Yes.
Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we come boldly to your throne in the name of Jesus, the throne of grace. We can come into the room of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but yet we can find grace in time of need. There are those who are on the political side and said, we don't need your prayers and thoughts. Oh, God, help them. Then we have a Congress where it was suggested by a Congress lady yesterday to have a moment of silence and then a prayer to be led, which I'm thankful that Speaker Johnson went ahead and led it, but to the screeching, awful rebuttal of the left side. Oh, God, help us as the people of America, and if we call ourselves Christians, not to be so timid, but to be bold and to pray. But, Father, I pray you will help, and as only you can, the victims of 9/11 after 24 years, and it's still a fresh cut. Father, I also pray today that we will preach the true word of God and not back down and tell the truth. Father, I pray for, I believe Charlie's wife's name is Erica, and their two small children and all his friends and family, and the many millions whose lives that you used to touch, may a torch be lit in them, not for violence, but to carry on in the calm, intellectual, and truthful way that he carried out for Turning Point. May it just be energized even more. I pray this, and may many come to faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
What do Princeton, Eddyville, Catawba, Benton, Murray, Calvert City, Katy, Paducah, Mayfield, Salem, Marion, Dawson Springs, and many more communities have in common? They're all part of the coverage area of Missionary Radio 90.5 FM, your community Christian station. We broadcast the life-changing message of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we're 100% listener-funded in partnership with Trans World Radio. This October 7th through 9th, Tuesday through Thursday, join us for our What an Awesome God Carathon. Your gift will help ensure Missionary Radio 90.5 FM continues to share the message that the world needs King Jesus. So Princeton, Eddyville, Catawba, Benton, Murray, Calvert City, Katy, Paducah, Mayfield, Salem, Marion, Dawson Springs, and beyond, will you partner with us in this life-changing ministry? Visit us online at missionary.radio or call 877-885-9655.
Missionary Radio. And of course, this is Missionary Radio, your community station.
That's right, and in partnership with TWR, you know what that means?
Trans World Radio.
Oh, you do. What? Tell me, what is Trans World Radio? Do you know?
Do I know?
Yes.
Yeah, they put out programming in different countries.
Well, that's a start. How many of them?
170 something.
Oh my!
Am I close? No, I'm not even close.
Over 190 countries.
190. Well, and at least I was in the hundreds.
Well, almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
I've heard that. Yeah.
And so, 190 countries.
190 countries.
Over 200 languages.
Yes.
And they have the potential, just with the terrestrial signals that they have, to reach over 4 billion people.
Wow.
And that doesn't include all the digital work. So we're part of that.
Yes.
Coming up is our annual Carathon,
mm-hmm.
which is October 7th, 8th, and 9th. We're celebrating with the song by Phil Wickham, I believe it is, What an Awesome God,
mm-hmm.
and great song. But we're worshiping a great God.
Yes, we are.
And this Carathon, vital.
Mm-hmm.
We've had the toughest summer that I personally have seen since I've been in administration.
And
And why, I cannot tell you. We've had some people that and our different partners have stepped up, mm-hmm. but their stepping up has not covered it.
Sure.
And so we're believing and asking the Lord, one, to nudge the hearts of those who believe in proclaiming the truth of the Word of God.
Amen.
And also that join us, for it's a mission, not only here, but around the world, mm-hmm. because 10% of all gifts undesignated are shared with Transworld Radio. That's been going on for years.
Yes.
And we have not changed or moved off of that. That is mm-hmm. still going on even in the tough times, mm-hmm. let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're asking also, one of the things on my heart that I want to try to message is to try to get more partners. If we're going to give at a lower level, well, then we're going to, that means you're going to have to have more people
sure,
to join
sure,
us. That would
sure.
be wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
To spread the
yeah,
love.
We want people to join.
Great day in the morning. That's mm-hmm. the answer to it.
Yes.
And then if you're able to raise us up, well, that'd be wonderful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Able to come back. Listen, is it making a difference, the station? Absolutely. It's touching people's lives. We hear from people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably are one of them.
Yes.
But we have a variety of 70% music, 30% nationally syndicated broadcast, which mm-hmm. includes children's programming, biblical preaching, and the longest-running drama in the world, Unshackled.
Unshackled.
You get that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so we have a variety.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going, and we even, like last night was a Spanish broadcast and also a Korean broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a variety. We reach out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And we have no hidden endowments, no deep pockets that we know of. Anyway, and we haven't seen them. And so we're trusting, just like we have now for 44 years, and someone said, is your faith stronger now that you've had a tough summer? Faith is the only thing that pleases God.
That's
and I
true.
Ask you, what choice do you have?
Mm-hmm.
You either enjoy your valley or you scream in it. So don't waste your valley, because the Lord is teaching you something there.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times we feel good. I mean, we really feel good when we're on top of that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But in the valley is where we learn.
You got it.
I mean, you know.
That's where you hear the Lord.
That's where you hear the Lord.
Now, I love being up on that mountain looking down.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe that this carathon is the answer. You can get started now by going to missionary.radio. You click your faith pledge. And then while you're at it, just zip on over to Cornerstone Payment System. Set up your giving with your debit or credit card. Or if you choose mail, that's fine. It's P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville 42241. Well, changing the subject, as you well know, yesterday, what a tragedy.
Yes.
That on the Utah Valley University, let me get that wrong, but that because I don't have that right in front of me, that's going by memory, and that's dangerous for me sometimes. But anyway, he's on a university in Utah.
Yeah.
Answering a question,
mm-hmm.
and was shot in the neck, and hit him in his artery, and obviously the people that have eyewitnesses said there was any way that he was going to survive.
No.
At 31 years of age, killed senselessly,
mm-hmm.
just killed. That Indian murder is terrible.
Sure
who
is.
It is.
Sure it is.
But this man was standing up. He has quite, let me just run through some things about him, of his accomplishments. He's a founding turning point, of course, and they started that in 2012. About 18 or 19 years old, Charlie Kirk co-founded Turning Point USA with Bill Montgomery, and his idea was to build a network of conservative youth on high school and college campuses. Guess what? The Lord blessed him as over 2,000.
Yeah.
Another accomplishment is rapid growth of campus chapters and visibility. Turning Point USA became one of the dominant conservative youth student organizations and have chapters nationwide, gained media presence by challenging left-leaning professors via the what's called the professor watch list and the school board watch list. Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
And he also launched Turning Point Action. In 2019, Charlie Kirk established TP Action, which is a 501c4 advocacy group, as a sister organization to more directly engage in political campaigning, voter mobilization, and supporting conservative candidates. Also, another accomplishment, mobilize young voters, especially in recent elections, through Turning Point USA and TP Action. Kirk played a significant role in, this is from something I gathered here, in increasing youth conservative turnout, especially in the lead up to the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Initiative, for example, mm-hmm. like Chase the Vote, were designed to engage voters and often considered less likely to vote. He hosted the Charlie Kirk Show, which is a radio podcast. I have trouble remembering to say podcast, and use social media, events, and campus debates to amplify conservative messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder why they wanted him silenced.
Yeah.
This is just the political end of it.
Sure.
Influencing Republican politics, he became a well-known figure with his politics. He organized, helped shape the conversation around conservative priorities, for example, free speech,
okay,
critique of the woke culture, which needs done,
mm-hmm.
immigration, needs touched on because we don't need open borders.
Mm-hmm.
He was involved in patriotic education commissions, and he developed alliances and donors and activists who founded and supported his work. Beyond purely political campaigning, Charlie Kirk extended influence into culture. What he did, he challenged what he saw as leftist propaganda and academia, fighting diversity, equity, inclusion programs, critiquing media and big tech, general viral content through social media, campus tours, etc. When we get back, I'm going to talk about his contributions to the Christian faith, which are powerful. Mm-hmm. And we will talk a bit about 9/11, but it's time for something very important.
Yes.
Do you know what it is, my friend?
Pen from the heart.
Well, okay.
The Lord says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it."
God is active in the hearts and lives of our listening family. Thank you, family, for sharing your thoughts with us. Also, thank you for praying, for listening, and giving to 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio.
Here are today's comments from Missionary Radio's Penned from the Heart.
From Clifty, thank you for being there for us with Christian Radio. The world needs good news of the gospel. From Hopkinsville, may God bless this station. And from Clarksville, thank you for all the great programs. From Madisonville, you are my favorite radio station. You are a bright, shining sunbeam in this dark world. Keep up the good work. God bless you all.
Thank you for sharing what the Lord is doing through the ministry of 100% listener-funded Missionary Radio in your life.
We'd love to hear from you. Please call our testimony and penned from the heart line at 270-962-4055.
Write to us at P.O. Box 1029, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, 42241.
And online at missionary.radio.
And good morning to you, and thank you so much for listening to Brian Marshall Side Bottom the First. I'm Ken Cummins, and this is The Front Porch, and we're giving mm-hmm. a tribute to Charlie Kirk. I'm going to talk just a bit more about his contributions in his Christian faith. He identified and was an evangelical Christian, and he always spoke about his faith and how it shaped his worldview and activism. He didn't hide it. In fact, he made it part of his public response and debate,
mm-hmm.
and did so with a smile on his face.
Always,
it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I had watched some of his of the debates he would do, and he always, you know, good posture.
Yeah,
always smile.
Right,
even if he didn't agree,
and would listen.
He would listen to him, you know,
and he's such a gifted debater.
Oh yeah,
but. He poured his life into these young people, and it's not going to be at loss. Now, part of his so-called activism, which was true, was aimed at mobilizing Christian communities, pastors, and churchgoers into political and civic engagement. Somehow or another, that we still think that we can't do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to lose our tax status. You know, I'd rather lose my tax status and my... Now, I won't lose my... Lord's not going to throw me out of his kingdom. He doesn't do that.
Sure.
But I want to be in the will of the Father. When are you going to be mm-hmm. salt and light if you don't engage people?
True.
And that's what he did. And he wasn't just about voter mobilization, but to reconnect faith in public life. Mm-hmm. And he did that.
Mm-hmm.
And in later years, although he died, was killed at 31, assassinated, he more openly embraced Christian about America and the Christian identity, and the Christian faith has a role in shaping public policy. And he believed in the nuclear family, mother, father, married.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With children.
Yes.
And encouraged having children.
Yes.
Which has been a discouragement these days,
mm-hmm.
which I don't understand.
Me neither.
Somebody says, I just can't afford them. If that's how you look at everything in life,
mm-hmm.
help my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
If we had waited till we could afford kids, we wouldn't have three grown kids and seven grandkids.
There you go. There you go. That's it. That's it.
Wouldn't have happened.
Never would have happened.
Because if you do it in dollars and cents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But with those that the Lord blessed him with, and some said, well, he had rich donors. The man stood out in faith.
That's it.
And he didn't charge for anything he was doing. The Lord, the Lord came along and used him and raised him up, and he had the respect even of those that had, as my father would say, one eye and half cents, that weren't set on, if you don't believe like I do, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people I know personally don't believe like I do, but I certainly have no desire to see them dead.
No, absolutely.
Do you?
No.
I want to see saved.
Yes.
But if you disagree with me, doesn't mean you aren't saved.
That's right.
This means you have different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But as a Christian, they should align with the Bible.
That's what I was going to say. We need biblical ideas.
Yeah. All right. Oh, let's just talk about some of the issues he touched, like abortion. And he made that clear, pro-life, religious freedom, the role of the family. During COVID, he spoke against church closures. Man, he was a voice for that.
Mm-hmm.
And he often addressed Christian students, encouraging them to live out their conservative faith in the public square, not just privately, to engage the culture. Now, let me just give you some of a quote or two from his life. He said, "I mean, I'm nothing without Jesus. I'm a sinner. I fall incredibly short of the glory of God. We all do. I gave my life to the Lord in the fifth grade, and it's the most important decision I ever made, and everything I do incorporates Jesus Christ." Wow.
There you go.
He said, "Jesus defeated death so you can live." He said that right on Fox News.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "If you believe in something, you need to have the courage to fight for those ideas, not run away from them or try and silence them."
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Before his conversation with students on college campuses, Charlie would pray, "God, use me for your will." Ah, wow. You think about this just for a moment. Here's a man used of God. He made clear his faith. And he did not hold back. Mm-hmm. He encouraged not to shrink back in the face of opposition, but to stand firm in faith and convictions. Listen, we'll do what we believe. All the rest is just religious talk.
That's true.
I've said so many Sunday school classes and hear people say this or that, and I'm thinking, well, what are you going to do about it after you leave here? And what's it going to be on Monday morning between the next time you meet together? That's a wonderful conversation we just had.
Mm-hmm.
But I will do what I believe. All the rest is just religious talk.
Yeah.
So my prayer for the family of Charlie Kirk, for his, again, for his it hurts me to say it, his widow, Erica, such a young, beautiful woman.
Yes.
And those two small children, a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. But I'm praying that those that who were influenced by, worked with him, were mentored by Charlie, mm-hmm. will keep Turning Point going.
Sure. Somebody now, will step up.
No doubt they're going to. No doubt they will. And when he said, let me just reflect before we go to Johnny Erickson Tata here. He said, "A nothing without Jesus." That's not rhetoric. Mm-mm. He meant that.
Yep.
And they played some clips last evening of some of the things that he had said, and hence some of the many things I've got here before you this morning. And it just touched my life again that a young man starting out 18, 19 years old, mm-hmm. with a big dream, and then those that stepped up, and he influenced people in high places. Mm-hmm. And even President Trump himself,
yeah,
talked about his love. He was almost in tears last evening, yeah. in a clip from a video.
Mm-hmm.
And you could sense the hurt.
Yes.
Please, if you don't like what he stood for, realize he had a family and has a family surviving him, and yeah. millions of people that believe in what he was doing. Do I believe in everything that he said? No more than he would believe everything I say.
True.
But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to stand for the Word of God, I'm going to stand for biblical marriage. A man's a man, a woman's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to believe in the nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to believe in what the Bible says, and that I believe that we should be the salt and light. And yes, to elect candidates that have that and aren't going to be for so-called, I don't even want to say the word, but some of the so-called health care that's given for sex change. Mm-hmm. God made you what you are.
That's right.
And that's what we believe here.
That's right.
And that's what we're going to say here, because this is what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And speak the truth like Charlie did,
but
speak it in love. And did it cost him? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you, it's going to cost you. It's cost me as well. And Jesus told us to count the cost before we build. Like I use the evidence of before you build a tower, you're going to count the cost. Well, likewise, before we, as a disciple of Jesus, there's one thing to say that we're a Christian, only mentioned about three times in the Bible, but a follower and disciple over 200-plus times.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, he said, go and make disciples. He didn't say go and make little professors that say, I've got my salvation, now I'll sit soak and sour and got my ticket, and don't you bother me with it.
Mm-hmm.
That, I would not want to face a living, almighty God with that kind of faith, would you?
No.
Won't work.
Mm-mm.
Pray for that family. And we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about 9/11.
This is Shauna on Johnny Erickson Tata Sharing Hope. And here's Johnny's great reminder that there's always a reason to sing.
All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial, feeds me on the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see.
You know, I got a quick story to tell you about this hymn, especially this particular verse. I went on a ministry trip not long ago with my friend Rainey, and I decided to memorize the first three verses of this hymn, Rainey made a copy of the text, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. And while we were flying east, we pulled it out and learned it by heart before we arrived at our destination. And over the next couple of days, getting up early in the morning or heading out into our busy day, all the way until we got back to the hotel at night, Rainey and I would sing this hymn. Well, on the last day of a tiring trip, as we were driving back to our hotel and our friend who was driving was flipping through the radio, we didn't know where the Christian stations were, but we landed on one that was playing some nice piano music, so we thought, let's keep it here. It sounds neat. Well, in less than 30 seconds after that piano song was over, the radio announcer came on and said, and now the choir will sing All the Way My Savior Leads Me. We couldn't believe it. It was a God moment. I mean, of all the radio stations, we hit on a Christian one. We figured it out later. It must have been WRBS since we were near Baltimore. But not only that, we hit a station that was actually playing hymns. And not just any old hymn, but of all the thousands of hymns ever written, they happened to play the one Rainey and I memorized. We laughed and laughed, and I said near tears, Oh, Lord Jesus, you are so precious, you are so sweet. We cannot believe how sweet you are. What a marvelous way for our Savior to personally encourage us at the end of that very busy trip. He cheers each winding path we tread. He gives us grace for every trial. He feeds us on the living bread. And when your weary steps may falter and your soul athirst may be, look up, gushing from the rock of ages. Before you, lo, a spring of joy you see. Oh, my goodness, those words are such a good reminder. Because when Rainey and I went back to our hotel that night, I have to confess, I could not get to sleep. It had been a long trip, and in my wheelchair all day, I was in a lot of pain. But as uncomfortable as I was at 2 a.m. in the night, or I should say early morning, there I was in bed smiling, because God had given me a sign. He had shown me that day how near and dear He really is. And to this day, I comfort myself with that beautiful memory, reminding myself, even when it's hard, my Savior leads me through each winding path. And you know what? The beauty of it all is, He leads you as well. Celebrate that and go forth.
Hello and welcome. I'm Ken Cummins, and here's today's Word in 60 Seconds. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:10, Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. In an old Peanuts cartoon, Lucy demanded that her brother Linus change TV channels and then threatened him with her fist if he didn't. What makes you think you can walk right in here and take over, asked Linus. These five fingers, said Lucy, individually they're nothing, but when I curl them together like this into a single unit, they form a weapon that is terrible to behold. What channel did you want, sighed Linus. Turning away, he looked at his fingers and said, Why can't you guys get organized like that? That's the power of teamwork.
I'm Ken Cummins, and that's today's Word in 60 Seconds. And remember, the world needs King Jesus.
I can be having a bad day or off day and turn the radio station on and seems like it just makes my whole day better.
100% listener-funded missionary radio.
To exalt King Jesus, missionary radio.
Hold on a second. I'll turn you on.
I sure appreciate that. It's that little button right beside
that. Is that the little button beside the button I push?
And you push that button, and then the microphone works.
Man.
That's amazing technology.
It's amazing technology.
744 The Front Porch, and with Brian Marshall side bottom, I'm the first. I'm Ken Cummins. On September 11, 2001, here in the United States, we experienced the deadliest terrorist attack in our history. Nearly 3,000 people lost their lives. Thousands more were injured. And the events of that day have reshaped national security to this day, global policy to this day, and personal lives across the world. Let's just rewalk the timeline of the events. 8:46 a.m., American Airlines Flight 11 struck the North Tower of the World Trade Center. 9:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 175 struck the South Tower. 9:37, American Airlines Flight 77 crashed into the Pentagon. 9:59 a.m., the South Tower collapsed. 10:03 a.m., United Airlines Flight 93 crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And, of course, the great story is after passengers resisted the hijackers. 10:28 a.m., the North Tower collapsed. Had an immediate impact, for sure, shock and grief worldwide. And that was one of those events that if you were alive, you remember what you were doing. Tammy was teaching Spanish at Union County High School. She texted me and said, "Do you have the television on?" We were living in the parsonage of Walnut Grove Baptist Church near Fredonia at that time. And I said, "No, I'm studying for a message." I was down with the computer, which happened to be in the basement, kind of centrally located for everybody to use and the family. But I was just there, had nothing else on but the computer. And so I went upstairs from the basement to the living room and turned on TV and saw that and just couldn't believe it. But I remember exactly what I was doing. And I'm sure you do too. What was the immediate impact of all of that shock, of course, and grief worldwide? And I might add, it sure brought people to church, but it didn't last long.
No, that's true. Churches was full for a while.
Yeah.
But then people forget.
How?
I don't know how.
How can you look to the cross and forget?
Mm-mm.
But first responders, firefighters, police, and civilians became heroes. Many gave their lives to save others, and there's a lot of stories coming out of that. I'm just going back through the events. Families, communities, and churches gathered for prayer and comfort, what we just said, and thankful that they did. Afterwards, heightened security and military response led to the War on Terror. Creation of the Department of Homeland Security and tighter airport security, which, that still is a bother, but it's necessary. And memorials established like Ground Zero, Pentagon Memorial, Flight 93 National Memorial. So 9/11 is not only a day of tragedy, but also a day of courage, of unity and faith. Each anniversary reminds us to honor the fallen, to support their families, and never forget. We don't need to forget. President George W. Bush said, "Today our nation saw evil, the very worst of human nature, and we responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers, with the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could." I remember hearing that. Billy Graham, "God can be trusted even when life seems its darkest. What happened on that day is beyond our understanding, but we can trust him to bring comfort and hope." Rudy Giuliani, New York mayor at the time, he said, "The attacks of September 11th were intended to break our spirit. Instead, we have emerged stronger and more unified." Let me just share this little devotion with you, and I'm going to read it. "Today we pause to remember September the 11th, 2001, a day that changed our nation forever. We remember the nearly 3,000 lives lost, the family still grieving, and the heroes who gave everything to save others. We also remember the hope that came in the days after, as Americans stood shoulder to shoulder, united in faith and courage." Psalm 46:1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." In the darkest hours of 9/11, ordinary men and women became heroes. Firefighters ran into burning towers. Passengers on Flight 93 gave their lives to save countless others. Their courage points us to a greater truth: the light shines brightest in the darkest. Just as Jesus said in John 16:33, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Even when evil strikes, God is still sovereign. His presence comforts the brokenhearted and strengthens those who trust in Him. So let me call you to some action today. On this day, let's honor the memory of those we lost, not only from by remembering, but by living lives of faith, hope, and love. Let us stand firm in Christ, loving our neighbor, serving with compassion, and shining His light in a broken world. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think life's changed since then, Brian Marshall, side bottom the first?
Yes, I do. I think life has changed, and it keeps changing.
Yeah, it sure has.
As life goes on, everything just keeps changing.
Well, just some of the changes. Afterwards, the Department of, I mentioned it briefly, the Department of Homeland Security was established to coordinate protection efforts, while the Transportation Security Administration transformed air travel forever. Today, there are long security lines, liquid restrictions, through screenings, a new normal. Surveillance cameras are everywhere. They're expanded. Oh, yeah. As the government, and I'm glad to catch some of these thieves, work to detect and prevent future threats. For the military, America entered the war on terror, beginning with the war in Afghanistan, later in Iraq. Thousands of soldiers deployed overseas, and military families felt the strain of long absences and loss. U.S. foreign policy shifted toward combated terrorism around the world, a focus that continues to this day. So in the weeks following the attack, churches overflowed, flags lined neighborhoods, and the phrase, "United We Stand," became a rallying cry. Americans pulled together in a remarkable spirit of unity. Everyday changes, stricter stadium security to emergency drills in schools, preparedness became part of daily life. Even routine tasks like boarding an airplane now carry reminders of what happened on that day. Memorials now stand in the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So each year, like today on September 11th, we pause to reflect with moments of silence, ceremonies, prayers, and the phrase that I want to remind us all today, never forget, has become not only a commitment to honor those lost, but a call to remember what truly matters. We have hope in Christ. When 9/11 revealed the depths of human evil, it also revealed the power of courage, sacrifice, and faith. Firefighters, police, and everyday people, they are heroes. They still are. Communities learned and leaned on each other. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Matthew 5:4. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Yes, 9/11 changed America, but it also reminds us of life's fragility, but also the strength found in faith, family, and unity. Please, dear one, as we remember the past, may we boldly today, with hearts full of faith, courage, and trust in Christ, may we realize this, He's the one who has overcome the world. Think about that.
Man.
Lot said today.
Lot
to chew on. Now that Brian's awake, we'll see what happened.
I listen to you.
Listen to me, but are you awake, Brian?
I think so. Last time I checked.
Well, put those toothpicks back in your eyes. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to The Front Porch here on your community station, Missionary Radio. And join us again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.